Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we bring you an episode of our special holiday musical, The Innkeeper's Wife.
I'm Leah, the innkeeper's wife. Bethlehem was bursting at the seams. Caesar's census brought half of Judah to our doorstep, and Simon and I had been patching leaks, literal and otherwise, ever since. We had squeezed merchants into corners, widows into lofts, and somehow kept the Romans satisfied while they turned our neighbours into numbers. In the middle of that madness came a knock at the door. Joseph of Nazareth, with his young wife Mary, so pregnant she could barely stand. We had no room, none, but we found shelter for them in the cave behind the inn. Rough, yes, but warm, dry, and quiet enough for what was coming. And in that humble place, a child was born. Mary called him Jesus. I don't know how to explain it, but the moment he cried, the air seemed to change. The cave felt different, as if the whole world had taken a breath and was waiting to see what would happen next.
Little one, the world awaits all that you were born to do. But for now, rest in my arms. Let me simply look at you. The stable here is cold and dark, where only simple creatures sleep. Yet all the light of God is here. In a sacred promise I will keep.
After he was born, there were a few heartbeats of silence, just Mary's soft voice and that tiny indignant cry. We cleaned him, wrapped him in cloths, settled him against her chest. Miriam checked Mary one more time, muttering to herself like she always did, then began packing away the bloody rags and used water as if this were any other delivery. Miriam, thank you for your help tonight, and I'm sorry we disturbed your sleep.
Leah, please. I was so glad to be useful, and the inn is so noisy with all the people staying there that it wasn't the most restful sleep. Still, I should make my way back there. You have a beautiful boy, Mary.
Thank you.
You seem to have regained your strength, child, as if the birth re-energized you. It's remarkable.
I don't feel as tired as I did before.
I don't understand that, but this is just another strange thing in a strange night. Let me go fetch the father.
Yes, Joseph will want to see his son.
Mary, who are you?
I'm just a handmaiden, a servant of the Lord. Who said yes when he asked?
I had so many questions, but I decided to not burden her with them. Not then. I watched as she rocked the baby to sleep, and then I stepped outside.
In the stillness of a winter night, the earth received God's holy light. An infant born to a young virgin. One tiny baby who would change the world. Birthed in a lowly barnyard cave, this was God sent to earth to save. Born amid the cattle and the sheep, the King of Kings now lay fast asleep.
Outside, the father was with Simon. I could tell that he was anxious.
Is she, the baby, are they? a boy, healthy and strong, and Mary. Mary as well. She's tougher than she looks.
A boy, a son.
Go meet him.
Well?
They're fine, both of them.
Good, that's good. You should rest. You've done enough for one night.
I don't think I can sleep.
Why not?
I don't know. I feel awake. More awake than I've felt in weeks. Something happened in there, Simon. Something I can't explain.
A baby was born. That's explanation enough.
No, it was more than that. Do you remember what Ruth said? About God showing up when we least expect it? About the Messiah coming from Bethlehem?
Leah.
I know how it sounds, I know. But when I looked at that child, when I held him... Never mind. It's late. Perhaps I'm tired and don't feel it yet. Or maybe I'm just foolish.
You're not foolish. You're the wisest woman I know. Have they named him?
Jesus. They named him Jesus.
A good name. A hopeful name.
Yes, it is.
Come, let the young family have their moment.
You go. I'll stay a while longer.
Leah, we both need our rest.
I know, but I can't leave. Not yet. Something holds me here.
I'll bring you a blanket and some food.
Thank you.
He's so small, Joseph. Smaller than I imagined. And yet, he feels heavier than the whole world.
You did it. Mary, you did it.
No, we did this. You carried me through all of this. You held every fear I tried to hide.
I only did what any man should do, but you carried the promise. And you bore him with such grace. Does he look as you expected?
I didn't know what to expect, but when I heard him cry, I felt something settle inside me. Like everything the angel said finally became real. He's here, Joseph. He's really here.
A son. Your son. God's son. And somehow entrusted to us. What an awesome responsibility.
Thank you for staying. For believing me. For believing him.
How could I not? Look at him. Everything in me knows he's exactly who the angel said he would be.
Jesus. Yeshua. The Lord saves.
Welcome to the world, little one. We don't have much to offer, but you will never lack love, not while we have breath.
Amen. Joseph, he's perfect.
God's gift to the world.
In a cave of stone, so dark and deep, the baby Jesus lay asleep. The stars shine bright, a guiding light on this holy silent night. No crib for him, no silken bed, just humble hay where he lays his head. The oxen low, the sheep draw near, to watch the babe so full of cheer. No crying he makes, eyes gently closed, the Father's gift in him disclosed. So sleep, sweet Jesus, safe and warm, protected from the winter storm. Gently closed, the Father's gift in him disclosed. So sleep, sweet Jesus, safe and warm, protected from the winter storm.
To be continued.